Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tam Tonight. I am your host, Tam, and I'm back here to kick with y'all, talk music, politics, a little bit of fashion, and keep it positive. All right, I have noticed on the internet, and I know it's like nothing new or nothing like that. I'm just saying, recently, I feel like maybe more since we've been home, people have been very, very mean on the internet. And I'm saying, like, maybe I'm just noticing it because I am not, like, a person of prestige. I don't got a ton of followers. Like, all social media together, I probably got, like, 1,500, 2,000 followers, if that. I'm talking, like, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Like, I do not be trying like that because I feel like, although a lot of people now are into, like, the monetization and getting more followers and things like that, I feel like a lot more eyes on you just a lot of times brings you, like, problems. And because everybody that's coming to watch isn't necessarily coming to big you up, congratulate you, like you. I think that's, like, the problem that people get into with reality TV. They're like, oh, I want to show my life, blah, blah, blah. And then people judge them or they hate them or whatever. They happen to say people get in their feelings. So but I just noticed on social media, y'all are quick to get rude with the person. So I don't like that at all. But whatever. Don't try it with me because you will get blocked. They don't let you say, like, kill yourself, stab yourself in the eye, nothing like that on social media no more. That is my ministry. I want to hurt the most feelings. I want to be the most mean. So, when you do something to me, because I feel like I'm a real nice girl, I keep it chill. But if you get active with me, I want to get the worst with you. So, don't do it. I'm going to just block you. So, they're not going to let me really get at you. I want to get at you. Anyway, okay, I want to tell you, your whole family, everybody you know, I hope y'all blow up. That's what I want to say to you. But, they don't let you do that. So, it is what it is. So, let's keep it cute. Let's keep it nice on social media. Keep your fingers from thugging. Alright, because you can't get invited in real life. Just saying. Anyways, I'm having a hard time with, like, my voice and my breathing because of the fires here in California. There are ashes, like, every time I go outside, it's ashes and debris and whatnot on my car. I have a black car, so it's very easy to see. My AC in my house, it's like a little filter thing that you can take. It looks disgusting, and it's new, so it's like, I'm very stressed out. I don't know what to do, but I'm trying to stay safe. I've been inside. Like, I went out on Friday, and it was kind of everywhere. On Saturday, I went to get groceries everywhere, so I was, like, just staying inside. But I still feel like, still feel nasty. And I got a sick headache. So today might be kind of quick because the fires, they're taking over our lives. First up this week on episode 24 of Tam Tonight. For the politics segment, I don't really have a lot, but there is one thing. Some police officers were ambushed, that's what they call it, in Compton, I guess. I saw, like, a brief video, a cop car sitting on the side of the road kind of thing. People come by, shoot into the car. I guess the cops are in critical condition, I'm not sure. But the only thing I want to say about this is, yes, it is sad. Yes, a cop is just a job like everybody else. No, I do not believe that they should just be attacked, things like that. However, in the climate that we are in today, 2020, I, as a black person, a descendant of slaves, you know, a child that's, you know, walking and talking through the accomplishments of the civil rights movement, will never take the side of the state and state operatives and people, you know, such as a police. Police, to me, is the same thing, like, tantamount to a person in the military. If you sign up, get the check, get the Camaro, get the outfit, and you go over to Iraq and they blow you up or something, I am not going to be crazy talking shit about those people, all their terrorists, they're this or that. You signed up for a job. That is very dangerous. They spelled it out to you. You put the outfit on, went over to the love people country, gunned up, gunned down, and something happened to you. Things occur. Circle of life. So with these cops, you decided to take a job that is very dangerous. You work in a dangerous neighborhood. Things often go awry. You have probably done your fair share of drug busts, pulling over people on the side of the road, didn't know what was going on type of situation. Although I believe it's wrong too, at no time am I going to stand up, speak out against, speak up for you. Because I'm not an operative of the state. It's not my job to protect you. It's not my job to speak on your behalf. It's not my job to make sure you're straight, you good, your family's good. None of that. Because I do not feel those feelings have been reciprocated to the citizens. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about a wide variety of citizenry that look like me. And not only do you not come to our defense, not only do you not just simply say, oh, like, on your Facebook, like I was saying, other people be internet thugs. Not only do you not just come out and say, you know what, that was wrong. You shot, you know, Philando Castile, you shot Tamir Rice, you shot. It was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. This is America, you know. Shouldn't go like that. Y'all, from what I see, and I'm saying y'all as in the state, the wider media, the wider public, y'all decide that as soon as a person that looks like me gets shot, does something, happens, oh, they had a terrible past. Oh, he used to be a gangbanger. In 1999, he did a porn movie. He has stole something from the liquor store. That's why the neighbor seven blocks down shot him. So, I do not feel any type of pressure, any type of, to come out and be like, this is wrong. You shouldn't shoot a cop. Cops have families, blah, blah, blah. Come with territory, come with the job. It's dangerous out here. Shit be happening. So, if you cannot find it in your heart to speak up and speak out, or just flat out be quiet like I'm doing. Because the cop thing happened, I looked at, so sad. Kept scrolling. I don't need to retweet. I don't need to say, oh, my heart goes out, nothing. Because when Black death at the hands of the state occurs, there is a wide level, sometimes seems like conspiracy level, silence. Now, so y'all don't even want to investigate certain situations. And I know, as a child that's grown up in Los Angeles, any cop gets popped, the block is about to be hot. Okay? It's going to be locked down. All the intersections is going to be hot. The police is going to be out. They might question the neighbors. I've been through certain types of questioning when these situations have happened because I lived on 115th and Avalon. I lived on, you know, 73rd in Normandy. Things occur. And at no time do the police ever come out and feel like they need to pacify us, give us a word of encouragement, tell us everything's going to be okay. No. So I'm not doing that. For them. I'm just saying. And I don't care how you feel about that, I guess. But it is not my job. I am not, like, a fucking employee of the state. I'm not a state operative. I'm not a cop. I'm not. Things happen. But I want the other Black people to get on the same and just be quiet. Meet it with silence. Actually, I don't know. Maybe that cop was involved in a drug bust in 2000. And that was the guy that he busted. He just got out of jail. I don't know. I didn't hear both sides. I didn't see what happened before the tape started. That's how I want to meet this. And I'm not trying to, like, fight fire with fire. I'm trying to match indifference with indifference. Because if y'all don't care, I don't care. Because y'all can be silent when literal children get shot by the police with no good explanation, no solid explanation. While I was driving, it was like a gun. I have no feelings or need to explain for you. It's quiet. I want all those Black people to do the same. Do not feel like, oh, this is our time. We need to step up and show that this is wrong, show our humanity, and that's why Black Lives Matter are not going to work. Nah. They shot Martin Luther King. They shot Malcolm X. They shot Medgar Evers. Please, stall me out. And that is it for my politics this week. For my Look of the Week segment, this week I'm bringing you four looks from four very lovely ladies, and we're going to start it out with the Bronze Bombshell, a.k.a. Shelby Christine. I really don't know what to call her other than like a fashion contributor or a fashion historian, but check her out across all social medias at The Bronze Bombshell. Her threads are amazing. That's kind of how I found her on Twitter like maybe a year or two ago. She is featured in Teen Vogue, and she looks every bit, okay, the fashion historian, the fashion girl in a Dorm 11 black cutout top, Simone pants, and Alexander Wang shoes. Looks like money. She's in a garden. I don't know if she's still at her parents' house on the quarantine because, you know, everybody has fled New York. But she looks beautiful. She looks like money. Black joy. This could have easily been in a Jet magazine. I love it. And I love that, you know, a full circle moment for a creative. Maybe you used to work at Vogue, be an intern, something like that, and now you're in the, you know, hollow pages of said magazine. So, congrats, Shelby. You look great. More to come, I'm sure. Look of the week. Next up we have, I believe her name is Taryn Ashton. If I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry. But it's the Instagram handle. I'm trying to separate it out. How I thought the name separated out. In a gorgeous dress that she made herself. I was just scrolling and saw this look. And I was like, ooh, that dress is so cute because I'm going on a trip, you know, coming up. So I was like, ooh, that looks like that was my vibe for my trip. And I was trying to get the credits on it and she didn't have any. And then I read the caption because, duh. And she's like, she made the damn face up. So beautiful. Okay, and the header thing says that she's in Long Beach. So shout out to you, girl. California girl, get the money. You look beautiful. Look of the week. And I hope that you were like looking to sell this dress or maybe a small line. I know like having a full fashion line is very stressful. Okay, I started and stopped a billion times because it's a lot. And if you don't have like the full infrastructure of like a Rihanna Fenty, it can get very overwhelming very quickly. The money can dry out very quick, even if you're trying to produce one or two looks. So I get it, girl. But if you want to do some like one-off DIY, you want to sell us a dress, $50, $100, let us know what you need. Look of the week. Number three, we have the great, the beautiful, the talented U.S. Open champion, Naomi Osaka. At 22 years old, she has game, she has song, she has killed the scene, she has wiped the floor clean with these other tennis skirt wearing girls. Okay, ain't nobody seeing Naomi. Now, Naomi's getting look of the week for her after game win. Now, during the game, she caused a lot of controversy, and I loved it, wearing masks with, you know, the names of slain black people, police brutality on her mask, and she just wanted to start a conversation in a predominantly white sport that is tennis, which we all know, with now they've been doing Serena and me. She just wanted to start a conversation. But after the game, she came, she killed me in a more traditional, like, African-style dress and a head wrap. She looked gorgeous. She looked like Lenny. The only, if I have to complain or critique, because this is about fashion, and we do need to be level with everybody, right? Naomi, girl. You look gorgeous. You look like money. You look like an African baby doll. But I wanted your hair wrap to match your dress, okay? Because this could have easily been a fashion magazine editorial moment as it had been. Now, it don't got a match, okay? We're talking about authenticity, culture. It might not match in the sense, but I wanted you to match so we can put this picture up. Like, you know how black people, older black people, your grandparents and stuff, they be having pictures of, you know, well-renowned black people in their house. Like, we had, everybody had an Obama picture in their house. Maybe you got a Flo-Jo pic, something. I don't know. We need the outfit to be seamless so we can go on and last the test of time. That is all we need. So I know you're playing tennis. You have other things to worry about. I would love a luxury law, a Jason Bolden, to style Miss Naomi. Okay, on the regular basis, like, and I feel like Naomi's a real cool laid back girl, so she don't really need a whole bunch of the glam, like, she doesn't need as much as a, you know, maybe a Zendaya, because Zendaya's gonna be out on a bunch more carpets than a Naomi, just because of the nature of their jobs. But if Jason, or if Luxury Law, I would even take Colin Carter, because Colin Carter been killing it, but I know he'd be busy, you traveling on Cardi, and I don't want to stress Colin out, but I'm just saying, if one of these three men could find it in their heart to just put together some outfits and do some pulls for Naomi and just bring the car by her house, you know? Like, do a flat fee, bring the car by her house, everything picked out, shoes, accessories, everything, take it over there. And then Naomi could just pull a look, put it on, go out, stunt, kill it, be in the best dress category, and have her same minimal effort kind of aesthetic going on, like, she don't look like she's trying too hard, but just have everything seamless for her. Because this girl, she's not going nowhere. She's going to be here on the scene. She's a winner. Winners win. I love it. And I ship her and Cordae. They look cute. I love it. Black love, black joy, black pride. Congratulations, Naomi, and many more. I love your fashion editorials, and that's why I'm saying, like, that let me know that you have the skills, you have the look, you have the body, you have the form to pull off these higher fashion looks. So that's what I want to see with Naomi. I know you chill. I know you cool. I know you sports girl. But I need the fashion, you know, up here, because you're a legend now, and we need to give you a proper respect as a legend. You need to dress like a legend. Money. Love what you do with this look. Congratulations again. And last, for look of the week, this one is more of a hair and makeup look, because she did not name the clothes or tag the clothes. It might be like Fashion Nova or something like that, because that is what this next girl kind of posts a lot of, and it is Princess of the South, aka Deja Harris, T.I.'s daughter. She looks like a doll. Here in this pink, it looks like she's having a photo shoot, so that's why I'm saying, like, a lot of her content is, like, Fashion Nova and stuff like that. That's probably what this look is. But just the hair, the makeup, the jewelry, it popped off my screen so bright. Like, whoa, who is that? I had to scroll back up. Oh, it's Deja. Deja always looks very cute. But, wow, is she coming into her own, getting her grown woman aesthetic on. And like I said with Naomi, this is another one to watch, because Deja's not going anywhere. And I don't know what's going to happen, like with the Family Hustle show or whatever. I don't know what type of career path that she's going to head on, but I feel like she's got the look, and I really want Deja out here fashion girling it. I want her selling us stuff. I want her, if she want to write a book, because I see that she's like more of a deep thinker in her captions. And if you want to write a book, you want to get self-help, you want to be a motivational speaker, because you done grown up on TV and certain things have occurred. Deja, the floor is yours. But please do it with the flawless hair, makeup, and outfit that you were giving us here. And that is that for my Look of the Week segment this week. If you have a Look of the Week and you feel like you slayed it, you killed it, the comments, the likes are ringing off, send it to me at TamNotTammy or Watch Time to Time on all socials, and I will post it here for, and we'll share, we'll discuss it with the Tam Tonight. Thank you so much. I want to make this a special edition of 106 in Parking Lot with your host, Tam. Musically Missed episode. Boom. So we're going to start out with Clones, a 10 song project by the great, beautiful, the talented, light-skinned Keisha. Now, before we start, I just want to congratulate Keisha on her acting debut. I believe this is her acting debut on the show Power, or it's one of the Power spinoffs. Anyways, congratulations, Keisha. I know this is a big deal. I know it means a lot, especially from a girl like yourself. You know, you didn't even really have a plan when you first started this out. You kind of fell into it based on, you know, your cool personality, your popularity. So to see you making moves and taking it to higher levels with your same skill is just, it's beautiful. I love to see it. So now you're not just going to be the funny girl. You're the dramatic girl, too. You can do drama. You can do funny. You can do, you got the range, Keisha. So congratulations. And let's get into Clones. Now, the first song is Pop Me. It's a very cool song. Traditional Keisha bars. Number two, Baby Father, I Make a Rich Nigga and then Baby Father. It's a fun song. That's not my ministry. I don't know about that. All of it just scares me, boy. I know that you ladies love to, like, have a baby and get put in the car in the house, but I am just horrified of that. So, Keisha, cute song, girl. But it's just got to be for the other girls. Can't be for me. Brat, featuring Black Youngsta. Bougie, ratchet, and thick. I'm a brat. Love the song. The video, I don't know if the video is out yet by the time this comes out, but it was very cute. I saw a bunch of behind-the-scenes footage, and she was saying, like, she had shot two videos in one day, so I think we might be getting videos for, if not all of, most of these songs. So, again, she's working real hard now in her cinematic bag. Brat, Black Youngsta. Queen Kong. Queen Kong, she already has a video. That was the first video I seen off the project. She's like, you help me to read a book instead of booking flights. I ain't clearing up shit. Help feel how you feel. I also learned from this song that Keisha is not signed yet. She's independent. So I feel like we should really be going hard and running up these strings more, because all of that money, you know, presume will go directly into Keisha's pocket. So just keep that in mind. When people are independent, it does, to me, kind of mean more the stream, because that money is going directly into somebody's bank account and not like to a company that's going to pay all these employees and then, you know, Keisha and whoever else getting they cut after that. She also says, niggas got you popping bitches looking dumb dumb. Should be fucking bosses, but you fucking bum bum. And I just, the thing about the female rap, and I like it a lot, I love, like, what it does for the girls. I like the, just to add the, like, the confidence, the, you know, just the style of it. Like, I'm tired of guys always talking about, like, these bitches and blah, blah, memo be like, I want to hear some girls, you know, pop their shit, too. But it gets tricky because all of these songs, and, you know, Keisha is no slouch, she's on the wave too, are like, you know, you need to be fucking with a rich nigga. And I just want to say that as a girl that's in a certain tax bracket, like, let's just put it simple so we don't get into everybody's business. For every girl that's making, like, 60K and up, there is not a black man that is doing the same. And, like, let's just keep it a buck about that. There's just not. So unless we're going to branch out and start dating, like, white boys, Asian boys, I don't know, it's not going to be a rich man for all of us. So, this is going to get tricky, and I know songs are just songs, right? And you can, but if we're all going to go out with that mentality, kind of like all guys go with the mentality that they want a bad bitch, right? So then all the girls kind of look the same now by virtue of men wanting a certain aesthetic or saying, claiming to want a certain aesthetic or even showing aesthetic more attention than others. Girls just decided, oh, boom, I'm going to get on that. So everybody's got the big booty now. Skinny, little bitty waist. We all look like Elastigirl. So, if the girls are going to say, I only want a man with money, it's going to change the game, but that's not really something that a lot of men can control as much as we can control how we look. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too deeply into it, but just, when I be listening to the music, I be feeling it. I be feeling it. I was like, ooh, but there ain't a rich man for every girl. I don't know. You could try, though, I guess. And if you're not going to be rich, like, find somebody close to your level, I guess. I don't know what we're supposed to do. We just going to bump the music, I guess. Pop That, Body Snatch, Face to Match, Call Me Perfect. Great song. Flood My Wrist. Broke nigga can't get this ass with your cash. Won't let a rich nigga hit unless he flood my wrist. This song is a fun song. It's like a dancey song. I think the girls will like it. Trouble, I love Trouble. She's like, that little bitch and I can't be in the jungle. I'm on my shit and you bitch in Trouble. Love it. Love the flow in the song. Back End. Back End is a cool song. One of the bars that stood up from that song, she was like, bitch might be bad, but ain't just plain Jane, but I ain't a plain bitch. Get In There. Get In There might be like the most high, like hard-hitting song from this project. She had a lot of bars. She's coming real crazy with the stuff that she's saying. Ran Up My Views Without Popping Ass. And it's like, yeah, because last week she was kind of popular on social media for being funny. But she didn't really have to, like, go, you know, that's very the slutty route, like many that have a million plus. And she's like, still killing you hoes and I'll make a bit bonnet. Because she does come on social media again, known as a funny girl. She would, like, do a prank or she would just be on there looking however, like, dancing around and stuff with Coco makeup. So, it's not a lot. And then finally, for the 10th song on the project, it is Demon Time. And I think this is a perfect way to close out the project. It's more of a, like, no-hook type of freestyle, like a Meek Mill intro, if you will. Lots of bars. She said you should have never doubted her. You should have fucking waited. Look Who's Laughing Now, a funny bitch. A funny bitch made you bitches jokes. I thought that was hilarious. And it lets me know that she has, like, had a little bit of tumultuous relationships or maybe some fallout with her close circle because she's like, you could have been a part of this. You could have been, you know, could have been here with us, but you wanted to be here. So that just lets me know, like, yeah, new level, new devil, I guess some people call it. Certain people might have fell out or whatever, may not been as real as you thought it was at the time, but you know, it is what it is. Everybody can't go with you on the journey that you are on. So I like this project a lot. I do have to say, though, I think that Keisha would have more, like, mainstream popularity. And even maybe more people would know about her just outside of the name and outside of social media if she were to change up her sound. I think her sound is very, very Atlanta. And that's not a bad thing. Like, Atlanta dominates the music scene. But just all of her projects have that sound. So, and she's probably working with the same team. Like, she's probably working with people that she knows, people that she's cool with. But I think if she were to branch out and, let's say, come to California, get a DJ Mustard beat or something like that, something else, a different sound, it would really, like, give her a way to shine in a different way, and people might gravitate more towards that, because you have this sound kind of on lock, that's what you're known for, but if you were to switch it up and come on a different thing, I think that would really propel you up forward, like the same thing that kind of Cardi B did with Bodak Yellow. She had her certain sound on all the Gangsta Bitch mixtapes, and then Bodak Yellow was just a different sound, the hard-hitting sound, the beat was crazy, so it just propelled her forward, and I think that's what Keisha needs. Keisha needs a hit, because personality is there, the bars are there, the confidence is there, the looks are there. It's just she needs a really, really hard-hitting hit type of beat. And you know, trying to get a little bit involved in like the more business aspects of music, I am learning that it takes a team to write a hit. And sometimes you just don't have that available. Like sometimes you be in the studio working with who you got to work with, people that you're cool with too, because everybody don't vibe with the other person. But you really need a team to write a hit. So, who do y'all think is out there that could, like, give a hook and a solid beat to Lightskin Keisha to help her create a hit? Because all the bars and verses, she's got that on lock. But who is going to make it into a hit? Think about that. Help me out. Let me know in the comments. I want to know. I want Keisha. She said she wants top five. I want her to have the number one spot. Why not? A bunch of girls are getting it. Let's do it for Keisha. Come on. Victoria Monet, Jaguar. Now, if you have been watching this channel since, you know, episode one, you know we love Victoria Monet here. Victoria Monet is that girl, singer, songwriter, dancer, extravaganza. Okay, she does it all, and she's beautiful. So, Jaguar. First song is Moment. That song's been on the Chevy playlist since way back. Fuck a fantasy, this your motherfucking moment. Beautiful video. Crazy vibes, crazy bars. It's just, it's perfect. Go listen to it right now. Number two, Big Boss. Now, this is the interlude, and I'm so sad that it's an interlude. I really, really want this to be a song. This takes me back to Come Over with Danity Kane, how that just pressed my soul and made me sad that that wasn't a song, too. Big Boss. She could easily throw a rapper on here like Rick Ross because he's the biggest boss and make this into a hit. I just want to make you feel, make you feel, make you feel. Big Boss like a $1,000 bill or a $100 mil. I just, Big Boss, Big Boss. It's bomb. Listen to it right now. Dive. I want to see what your head game like. Do you know what you don't? Is your mouth game tight? Bomb song, the most poetically written song about getting head that I've ever heard in my life. Have a long conversation with me. Fire. And the music video, bomb. Very cinematic. Check it out now. We Might Be Falling in Love. Another interlude that, again, should definitely be a song. And this hurts me because I know Victoria is sick with the pen. So why did you just stop short? Like, where are you just like, oh, this is good. This is it. We're going to stop right here. Victoria, please. Because we should be falling in love. Go ahead, act a fool in it. Freestyle, baby, till you find your groove in it. So good, I just might let you move in it because I ain't had nobody hit it like you hit it. And it feels like I'm gonna know you for the rest of my life. It's safe to say. Fire song. It makes like tears of luxury come out of my eyes. That we might be falling in love. Crazy. Victoria Monet. Oh my god. Jaguar. Jaguar. First of all, let's start out with the rap at the beginning. Supersonic pussycat, just like a jaguar, silky black. So let me climb your little life that you got 9 times to come hear that. A writer on 7 Rings, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria Monet. The Bars, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my god, Jaguar song. And then the 70s. It's, again, I'm so sad that a lot of these songs aren't out. We can't dance them. We can't be in the club. We can't be in a room of people. Because it's putting a damper on the vibes, but definitely Jaguar is that girl. Platforms, mini skirt, we're on 70s time. Then Experience with Khalid and SG Lewis. Don't know who SG Lewis is, but I'm gonna find out because I like this song a lot. Again, the sound, it's just like a spacey, dancey sound. I'm hoping the experience will get you to change. I want to dance. I want to go on vacation. Experience. Ass Like That. Now, that's kind of what confused me about this project, because I've been working out to Ass Like That from, like, I think last year, because the gym's been closed for a long time. So, yeah, Ass Like That. Met him about 2 months ago. Fire song. If you want to know how to get the ass like that, okay? I'll send a video. I don't edit my pics. I work for this. I'm on my shit. And when you're walking by, I know the truth is. Period. Fire song, Victoria Monet, My Heart, My Chest, Go There With You. Go There With You is like a song, it's a relationship song about when you don't want to argue with somebody, and it's like, we picking fights like it's fight night, I don't want to, I'd rather just, let's have sex, let's lay down, let's be quiet, let's touch each other, and let's just not do this, catty, bitter, back and forth that you want to do. I don't want to do it. And I like this more because y'all know, like I said, if you watch this show, I am not down with the crazy girl antics. I don't like the crazy girl music, the let's argue, or I'd rather argue with somebody than have nobody to talk to, something. No. With me, you need to be quiet or you need to go. You need to be, you know, amicable, you need to be friendly, or you need to be by yourself. So this song is really, really my vibe, okay? Why would you like to argue and yell and scream? You, we can just have sex. We can be quiet. We can accomplish something. But you might be a little bit tired after. You can smoke. You can kick. We can chill. We can just. But the back and forth is not what I'm about to do. Because every time, like, if I say something, you come back and you. It's only like 3 of those exchanges that can go before it's not a conversation anymore and it becomes an argument and then I don't want to be around you no more. I want to leave. You feel me? Like, I don't want to do that. And then some people, I realize because of their childhood or whatever, that they got trauma, and they think that, like, arguing with somebody or going back and forth, whatever, how you show love, and that's just, you know, you just showing your opinion. No, you need to shut up. You're doing too much. You're crazy. You're on that bridge between normal, I just want to say what I got to say, and I got to yell and scream and freak people out because I'm crazy. Don't do it to me. I'm going to jump right off that bridge into the water. I don't want it. Go there with you. Play it. Think about the situation. Calm down. That arguing is not cute. It's not the move. It's not the vibe. Period. Touch is the last song on the project. It is very sexy. Wow. And also, I don't want to become like a music detective, but I like lyrics. So, I like lyrics, so I cannot help but to just pique my interest when I hear certain lyrics. And in this song, Victoria Monet talking about a lady. Because she's like, the way we do this, the way we do that, ooh, ooh, this girl has been too long. And I rewinded it several times. Like, yes, she's that girl. And she's like, in the back of the Porsche, I love them when you rock those short nails, so it's not no incidental. It's like, we all know what they're talking about. We're adults here. And then she's like, I love the tattoos. I still got to learn them all. When you're going to make them the writing on my wall. Wow. So, I'm going to be fair, because last time, when I was reviewing Tosh Page, I said that she had a lot of spicy Megan bars, right? And she did. They were all over that thing. She even said Megan. Okay? Oh boy came, you know, when I cast it, turned me to a savage. That was Megan. Everybody got said, those are Megan's bars. And in this song, Victoria Monet, I feel that these may be Kehlani's specific thoughts. What do I know? I don't want to know anybody's business. I don't know their personal lives, especially Kehlani, because Kehlani, because I want Kehlani to be business off the streets. As I discussed when I reviewed it with this woman, I want the beautiful, the soulful, astrology, you know, star watching Kehlani keep her business off the curb for the rest of us to pick through on through. But Victoria Monet, this about Kehlani, that's cute. That's real cute. I like it. I see pictures of y'all together too. I ship y'all. So, this is about another girl. I'm not mad. I'm just saying. I think y'all are cute. And the way that the songwriting kind of flows out of both of your beautiful brains, I would love a, you know, some type of symbiotic relationship between y'all too. Because why not? And that is Jaguar by Victoria Monet. It is fire. I don't know if projects like this can be Grammy nominated, but if it can, Victoria needs one because all of these songs, the flow, every. No skips, pure magic, sexual vibes, goddess vibes, bomb. Big boss though, big boss. That's that one. Big boss is that one. No favorites though, because the song, all the songs, fine. Sorry, my neck. Next, we have Poppy and Kush, Five Problems. Now, I included one of these songs on the Chevy playlist last week because I knew that I was not going to get to this problem on that episode, because I had to, you know, do a deep dive into differences. But here we are now, LA's own problem, Coffee and Kush, two songs. First song, Coffee and Kush. Starts out with Problems, Mom talking. I love it. So smooth, so player, so LA. Mom is talking about how, you know, when Problem was a baby, she would be making her coffee in the morning, rolling up, and he would sit next to her. And a lot of times she would, like, kick him out, like, nah, go away. But one time she let him sit. And she was like, what's wrong with the game? What do you think is wrong with the game? And then Problem starts rapping as an adult self when he says that. And he's like, too many soldiers trying to be captains. And it's a fire song. And then, now she's living in 2020 while she drinks her coffee. He rolls up. And he's talking more about what's going on currently. So he's like, so many crabs in the barrel when you're trying to make your gumbo. Rap put my distaste in records to make my gumbo. Because my niggas go gun code from the Pueblo to the jungle. Just like, oh, LA. Oh, problem. What? Song number two, where I come from. Now, this song is very, very cool, but the sort of free interlude that, like, there's a lot of in this project, and it's people talking stuff like Little Conversation. And he's like, you know, somebody thinks they know you based on the past or whatever, they'll know what you're on right now. Like, because I did that stupid shit before, don't mean I'm going to do it again. And it's like, I get that for the person that doing that. For everybody else watching, it's like, nah, that don't work. And I'm sorry, like, I feel a problem. I like this song too. But just that sort of mentality, I think is very, very specifically a man thing. And maybe even more black man thing. I don't know. I'm not around, like, other races and anything like that. But just, yeah. So, oh, yeah, so what I did that back then, but, you know, now I'm on this, like, you still did that stuff. And that's still part of who you are. I don't care what you're on now. If you used to rob banks and now you're a preacher, you're an ex-bank robber. You're a reformed bank robber. Now you preach. So if you a gangbang nigger, and now you don't own that no more, you're an elementary school teacher, you're an ex-gang member who reformed his life, now you're... It does not stop. Just because you change, don't erase the other stuff. And I think a lot of times people want you to forget that, throw that away. But like I tell my friends who I'm in relationships with my historical data is very important. My historical data is going to teach me how to deal with you, how to watch what to expect. So if you want me to stop thinking about the past, maybe mistakes that you made, you need to get my historical data. You need to fill it up, backfill it up, front fill with a bunch of good so the other stuff can go down some more. But don't just come like, oh, I switched it up. That don't work for nobody. It does. But he is covering mistakes and things like that, saying how you should be better. He's like, keep your integrity higher than your income. You always be straight. So, song is a great song, but just that intro part, I did not fuck with that. If you're stupid in the past and you got bad reputation, it is, but it is, be better. Top of the top, I love this song. It is a perfect song to listen to in the morning. Top of the top, time to get paid up early in the morning like fifth grade. So that's definitely my life. Janet Freestyle. Janet Freestyle is like very somber, but it's real. It's about like problem perspective of everything that happened surrounding and following Nipsey Hussle's death in the city. So, you know, how it all happened, his relationship coming up in the rap game with Nipsey Hussle, other being like we're on the grind together. Nipsey Hussle kind of stepped in and helped squash the beef between probably YG, like it didn't work out, but still, like, problem saying it's cool to see a person that actually walk how they talk, you know? Number five, bitch, I need a motherfucking Lamborghini. What a dick, bitch, from the start, yeah. Bomb song. I like a lot of the bars in this song. If you listen to it, like, it's very hype, but I like lyrics, so you gotta pay attention. Gotta pay my taxes for these crackers trying to find me. That's your pussy, because that thing used to blind me. Still a possible with these bitches, hella grimy. Drugs and drink, got you talking like an oxy. And I think that's hilarious, because I have seen grown men, like, what would be tough gangster type men, drink, do whatever little drugs they do, and just, yeah, like, become a 14-year-old girl, and it's so unattractive. It's so not hard. It's so not manly. We're going to be all falling over yourself and shit because you fucked up. Like, ugh. It's very gross. And then, like, y'all be thinking you're having a good time. Oh, it's turns out it was this, it was that. You were laying on the curb because you have a problem. Like, you're satisfied and you're trying to drink because you're trying to get away from the issue. You don't even remember the party. You were just in there like a bump on a log. Or you was doing too much and don't remember all the shit you were doing too much. Oh, you smacked that girl. You cut that person out. Security had dragged you up to your car. You don't remember none of that. So, please. Look at the problem. The king of Mollywood and just calm it down. Because it got you looking crazy out here. It's my player. Also in the song, he discusses how men, all in their haze, get caught up with these cute girls. And it's like, oh yeah, you thought that you were playing her. You worked her, but she's working you. Like, period. She gets you robbed. She gets you set up. She gets you killed. Get you in mess. Like, telling your business that you're telling her. Cause you, like, just be better. I like the theme of male responsibility that is coming out in hip-hop with their acts. Last week we had it from Big Sean. This week we got it from Problem. Male responsibility. She helped for a reason. Perfect. Wait a minute. Pop was my favorite, but nigga, I'm trying to be dick a lot. I feel that. This song is so hard. Because, again, male responsibility, and I like this even more because it's from where I'm from. So I think a lot of the men that I know, people that I know, are in the same mindset of Problem, like, okay, we are super hardcore people, we gangbang, we're losing sticks, we're doing all of these things. But that don't mean nothing if you're not allowed to see the trajectory, if you're not allowed to see, like, what happens, what comes of your work. So sure, all of that rah-rah is cute, but I'm trying to live. I want to be old in the mansion. You feel me? Talk about also how P. Diddy went up to his song on the jet and he got him a bunch of looks, and P. Diddy was trying to sign him, couldn't sign him at the time, but Problem, like, took the hype that he got, did what he had to do with it, so that was cool too. Kind of like Dom Kennedy talked about with, song number 7, Family Ties. A very, very serious song. Again, I don't know if it's a uniquely LA situation, but when I hear it, that's how it sounds. I have not lived in another state at length. I lived in Florida for a few months, but beyond that, I'm an LA girl, California girl, and just this is the thing that happens. So the song is a story about baby mama and baby daddy. They're getting into it, putting their hands on each other, which is never okay. Again, I do not understand the arguing, the loud talking, the violence, the back and forth, because it gets us nowhere. If you want to argue, if you want to loud talk, if there's a problem so much that you need to yell, we need to break up. If you need to get loud with me, if you need to get this close to my face, you need to break up. Because there's problems that we can't fix, just talk to each other about adults. You can't be adults, get out of here. I do not need you around, you don't need me around, because we're against you. This is why that is key. Teach your ass in kindergarten, keep your motherfucking hands in your motherfucking self. So, baby mama put hands on baby daddy. He put hands back on her. Boom, shit goes awry. Baby mama, as many LA girls do, and I'm going to talk about us. I don't know what the other girls do. But LA, you do some shit to a girl, the wrong kind of girl, she's going to call her family. This girl chooses to call her brother. Brother turns up, he's not as turned up as the other one. She's like, boom, I'm going to call our turned up cousin. Turned up cousin, you call him, tell him the story. He's like, boom, I'm ready for that war. That's what he got to do on the way over here. During this time, the traveling, because LA traffic is free. Big mama called brother back like, oh, we good, we solved it, whatever, whatever, it's cool. He's like, nah, too late. Cousin already on the way over there. So we'll call him, tell him not to come. Tries, can't get to it. Baby daddy outside smoking, taking his break from the UFC match that just occurred inside with his family. Cousin pulls up, pops him. End of story, baby daddy dead, now you're single mama. Black people, keep your hands to yourself. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what she said. I don't care what he said. If somebody put their hands on you first, you need to assess the situation. Because sometimes you might be able to retaliate and get out of there with that self-defense. In other times, though, and I've seen it occur many times, one of my cousins, rest in peace, was killed because of this. You put your hands on somebody, so they put their hands on you, or they disrespect you. They can't handle it, though. They couldn't handle that asshole, and they couldn't take it like a soldier. They come back, guns a-blazing. You're out of there. But you always need to assess the situation. Is this worth me potentially losing my life or going to prison? Because those are the only outcomes. If it's not worth that, we're just gonna, cool. You push me, cool, we're gonna leave. If you hit me, if you draw blood though, I will go Stephanie, I will go Susan, and I will call the police. Because as a black person, the law is not on my side. The system is not built up, structured up to help me be a better citizen. So if I fuck around and hit you because you didn't hit me, if you chuck me so I pistol with you, I'm gonna go to jail. And I can't risk that. So as soon as you put your hands on me and you draw blood in the situation, if it's a bruise or anything left behind, I need to call the people on you. I don't wanna do it. I wish there was a black branch, a crisis intervention branch I could call, like J. Cole said. I wish there was a number that niggas could call when they wanna get triggered in law. That's not the police, so the police will come and knock you both of our asses. Bless you, keep the buck. But if there was a black crisis intervention, I would call, hey, Yvette over here, John Tavia, been trying to black my eye. I want to fuck her up, but I don't want to go to jail. So, can you get her on some type of payment plan? I need $300 a month for the next 6 months because she put her hands on me. Boom. I'm meant to hurt people's pockets. But hurting your body physically, I don't care. I don't know. You don't mean shit to me. Hurt your pockets, though. Hey, girl, why you mad? Don't be mad. That was on the playlist, last week's heavy playlist. I don't want to be the niggas in clubs over 35 looking for love. Again, no responsibility. Problem is understanding that things happen in a relationship. It ain't always perfect. It ain't always sunny. Okay, it ain't always with the hand job. But if you don't want to be the old man in the club, if you don't want to be that thirsty, confused nigga that's really in there looking for something real in the land of fake, that is the club, that is social media, that is, you know, mirage women, you might want to go home and work it out with the one that you already know. The one that cares about you. The one that goes to your mama's house. The one that, you know, helps you with your granddaddy dinner or something. You might just want to make it up with her, because that's the thing I don't understand about men. All women, all, black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, want, like, the list, the basics, that's the same thing. All of them. Even the ratchet girl, even the stripper girl wants somebody that's loyal, somebody that's going to hold it down, right? So you're not escaping it. And y'all be hopping bed to bed thinking you're gonna get an easier time because you're lying and finessing, but it's not easier time. Y'all catching babies and stuff, y'all going over there, it's not working. So just do a problem set. Go in there, let me buy like three things off your wish list. Hold up, let me fix this. Because your life is only gonna get more, you know, perpetually worse. So please, don't even fix things with the person that you are with. If it's fixable, fix it. Sweep it up, clean it up, band-aid it. not want to be old in the club. I've got old people in my family that are divorced. They old. Like, what you gonna do now? You already old. It's old for you. You looking for two lovers for your soulmate. Your soulmate died back in 2000. Your ass is old. You don't want to be like that. 16. Problems. Don't matter. G-shit. I love G-shit. She was a big chosen. Right? Don't move with him, hoes. Keep your crew real close and your plans close. Please. I like this type of talk. Especially in the age of social media. Because everything is so look at me. Here we are. Sometimes you gotta get things done. Diamond Way Independent Gang. I like that. So again, like we said earlier, we're liking Keisha. This project for Problem is independent, so we need to run the streams up. So Problem can get his money, so he can purchase the stuff that he needs. At the end of the song, so like I said, there are a lot of like talking parts and little real conversations. I think Problem's trying to give out some actual game here. It's a guy talking. Again, I say this at length all the time, but as a girl from LA, I understand this as a gangbang man. Now, this man, he's giving a gangbang pep talk. He is saying, you be focused on your own shit. Worry about yourself. You be on online. Sometimes you be looking at the next thing, you worry about the next thing. You ain't looking down, boom, it's a brick and you done fell. That's why you're not getting no money. So, you just need to be worried about yourself. Focus on yourself. If it's not paying, you don't pay it no mind. Goes into the final song of the album, the deluxe track, I believe. Slow down, Turbo. Slow down, slow down, slow down, Turbo. And this song is for me. I'm a person. I like to get things done. I like to check the box. I like to move fast. I have progress above all else. Sometimes I don't even be caring in what area the progress is in as long as I'm progressing on some level and I'm straight. And I go to sleep tonight like, cool, I did something. I progressed in the area. But like Paul said, sometimes moving fast slows down your path. And you'd rather fall into a bag than fall on your ass. So, you gotta know when to hit the brakes and when to press on the gas. Problem! A poet! So please, listen to Coffee and Kiss. Into your element. Figure out your, make a list of your goals or whatever you got going on. And just tackle them systematically. Don't get stressed out. Don't get overwhelmed. We are in the time of Corona. It's real, real dark. It's real dim. There will always be light if you, you know, plan accordingly. Those who fail to plan to fail. Coffee and Kiss. Go to right now. Download, live stream all of the projects. Lexington Keisha Palm, Victoria Monet Jaguar, Problem, Coffee and Kush. These are all great artists. Support. Now this week for the singles, I don't really have a lot. I only have one, and that's a Glitch by Buddy and Tinashe. I found this song on Twitter because I follow both of them. And they have like matrix-y type outfit on, and I like that. That's my vibe. So this is the song, cute song. I expected it to be a little bit more dancey. But what can we do? Tinashe is cute. Buddy is cute. I want to see the video. I know it's going to be very creative. Buddy has been on a roll with his creative direction skills and the way that he's taking these new videos. So, congratulations. Go run the streams up for Glitch, Buddy, and Tinashe. Music videos this week. First up, we got On God by Mulatto. She has cameos in this video by Coi Leray and Mariah the Scientist. They all look very cute. Style by Todd the Great. And this is just a very female power music video. Mulatto has, you know, men giving her head, this and that. She's walking around, looking in the cute dress with her friends, shopping, all of this. It is the level of disrespectful that I appreciate given the years of, you know, hypersexuality that women were exposed to, you know, due to hip hop. So I'm glad to see those tables turn a little bit, not just in photo shoots, in project covers and things like that, but in actual music videos showing women dominating. I like it. It's a vibe. Move. Stephon Don. Very, very good song. I love me some Stephon Don. The costuming and whatnot in this video was on point. The rap on point. Please go check out the video. Just, I cannot say enough positive things. Stephon Don's flow just makes me want to dance. It puts me in my, yeah, like I want to go to London and I want to be in the club and she's in the club. See what it's really here for. I want to do it. She seems very hype. Cue the Sun by Alicia Bella featuring Boogie, formerly known as like, I think, Watch Boogie or WS Boogie, what have you. This is a very cute, cool song. I like the video a lot. I have been following Alicia Bella for a long time just based off her looks, like she's served a mean fashion look. Didn't really know that she was a singer. And then I would see things coming out and I didn't know if she was like having her own record label, as she was gonna be behind the scenes. scenes or what have you. But now it's come out. She's a singer. This song is very good. She has like an earthy, angel type, heavenly kind of voice. And then watch, but you know, you got bars. So it's fun. Check it out right now. And that is that for 106 in Parking Lot this week. Now I want to take you over to my Chevy playlist where I give y'all every week excellent songs to catch a vibe to. So this week on the Chevy playlist, first song is we got RBA by Winky. Rich Bitch Attitude. Might be a little rude. Rich Bitch Attitude. Fire song. Number two, Friendly by KCM featuring Young Blue. Girl, you just been, you just worry about money and doing. Did you know something? You're kidding. KCM. The, you know, project cover. Grease by DJ Khaled and Drake. Another song that makes me sad that we are not out in the clubs and the parties forever because I want to. Know, see some sparkling bottles come out of this wear cute outfit. Fly you out to Greece. Like, why am I in high school? It's making me mad. Or a new song by Usher, Bad Habits. I've had so many one nights. Keep fucking on my love life. Like, yes, you are Usher. And again, no responsibility. If no responsibility is going to be the theme in music for 2021, I'm here for it. Because I feel like for years and years, y'all have done your male counterparts a disservice by giving them all of this opiate player to get tips and that, and then y'all are old and lonely. So, give them no responsibility. Talk about the life that you want to have, not just a boat and hoe all the time because it is not sustainable as you mature for yourself. A positive note on Usher, he's going to have a residency down at Caesar's Palace in 2021, and I will be there in full effect. I might go twice. So, Usher, I'm ready to hear Confessions, I'm ready to scream, I'm ready to hear 8701, okay, you remind me, I'm ready to hear all of it. I'm ready to hear Rivals. If you go for a future out, Usher, I need to bring out all the stuff. And last but not least, we have Throw It In by Lil Wayne off of No Feelings. No Feelings is now available on Apple Music. God is good, he hears us, he knew that we were inside, we were going through, we were hurt, we were in pain, and he figured out how to get No Feelings on Apple Music. Okay? Louis V slides in a pair of pink sweatpants. She wear it on my jet. I fuck her after jet lag. Like, little wave. It warms my heart. And that is that for my Chevy playlist. Available on Apple Music and YouTube. If you would like it anywhere else, let me know. I will put it there immediately. And there's no family time this week because nobody joins and nobody comments. So, please, like, share, subscribe to this channel, comment, thumbs up the video, and I'll mention your name here during family time. I might even show a screenshot of your picture if you, you know, really run it up for me. So please, people, you want a shout out? You want no love? Click the bell. Click the subscribe. It's free. My positive quote this week is by the great tennis legend, Arthur Ashe, and that quote is, start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Again, start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Arthur Ashe. And especially in these dark days of COVID, I feel like that is the best that we can all do. I'm doing what I can with what I got while I can. We're stuck inside. A lot of things are closed. A lot of plans that people made, you know, aren't coming to fruition. Jobs and things are getting crazy. The at home, the switch from being in the office to at home, it's having people losing their minds, so don't know how much long like that bottle is going to stay up. It's just a lot going on in the world. So, if you are an overthinker, hyperactive like me, you just got to calm down and think about, I got to start where I am, I got to use what I got, I got to do what I can, and leave the rest, let the rest go. So that's what I would like to impart with you all this week, my parents and my family. Thank you so much for coming, hanging out with me. For the third time, like, share, subscribe, comment, tell me out. I'll shout you out during family time. Oh, we got the NRK t-shirt. Check me out. Go to the website and buy something. Support your girl, okay? I told y'all, help me free myself from the shackles. That is a job. NRK, Tampa Night, Time to Time Production, we on. See y'all next week.